Good day, it's Jonathan Miller and Holistic Reality. Welcome to the program. Today we're talking about, we're calling it Do You Think? Presented by ReallyWell.com. It's natural health for being really well, and SurviveTheChanges.com. Well, do you think that what has been called false information is actually false, or what is real? Do you know what is false and what is real? Do you think you're getting a true description of what is happening in the world from the conventional media, from their corporate owners, or from politicians and bureaucrats? Do you think that what has been called settled science is based on proven facts and universal laws? Or do you suspect that there are scientific discoveries and technological developments that have been kept secret from you? You have a good reason to be suspicious because much of what we are led to believe is not at all accurate. In past centuries, religion, ignorance, poverty, and war were effective means to control the masses. I don't know why I have my throat on. I apologize. Hopefully that will take care of it. But in modern times, for the last century or so, more sophisticated methods have been developed to handle a more savvy population. The cabal that owns and operates the global conglomerate, and we've been talking about this for the last month and a half or so on my book called Tick Tricks, about transnational interlocking corporate kingdom. But this cabal has developed secret weapons for quiet wars. This is actually a published document. It was hidden in a copy machine purchased at an auction at a military base out in the West, I believe, years ago. But it was developed back in over the course of the 50s and 60s and published in the 70s based on computer input modeling that was extracted from earlier computer science under Wassily Leontief of Harvard University and other scientists. But the secret weapons for quiet wars was developed in the secret societies and private think tanks of the global cabal. And their intent is disinformation, deception, division, using the old concept of divide and rule, divide and conquer, also known as divide and rule, confusion, and the old concept, order out of chaos. And you'll see these terms in esoteric literature or literature of the old days from the secret societies, such as the Illuminati and the Masons and so on, all to lead to full-spectrum control. This is the intent. The elite of the planet want to control the masses of the planet. Some of the more recent concepts and activities that are used against us, as the masses are, fiat currency, and they've been using that for over a century or approximately a century, but especially since the loss of the gold standard, first in 1930s, about 1933, when under Roosevelt we were set the price of gold at $35 an ounce and confiscated much of the gold that the population held, except for jewelry. Then, by 1971, I think it was, that Nixon took us off of the gold standard completely, closed the gold window, and we have had fiat currency ever since. That means, fiat means declared by the authorities, that they say it's legal tender for all debts, public and private, therefore we all use it. It has varying value in terms of what it will buy. And so another concept then is debt, that they keep us all deep in as much as possible, offering it over and over again for just about everything you buy now. And if with the credit cards in everybody's pocket, you can even buy your groceries and even your beer and whatever on your credit card. So people are paying twice for much of what they get if they don't pay that card off before the interest charges start to accrue, and then there's the penalties with late payments and so on. So it's a financial system trap that establishes the rat race, since they also control the labor market, to gain what you can to try to pay back your debt and meet your bills. So they also then control the utilities and the real estate and everything else. But another one is miseducation. The educational system has been manipulated for over a century to people from knowing fully what the truth is, but just enough to do their skills, pass their tests, move on to higher education where you get additional miseducation based on faulty science such as evolution, which is definitely not how things developed, but continues to be supported as though it's settled science, which is a misnomer, since there's no such thing as settled science, or it wouldn't be science. Science is always exploring and comparing and attempting to find the real root of the matter, what is the truth. But settled science would mean that it's a belief system now, and there's no further digging. But instead, science has been compartmentalized so that each type of scientist has only their purview and particularly their project to really know the details of, and from there to not have a need to know what's going on in another aspect of it, especially on technology projects such as the space program and weapons and so on. So there's a lot of compartmentalization and need to know restrictions on knowledge at multiple levels. They have many, many different levels of need to know, and who puts it all together in higher positions, ultimately the extreme elitists. So with this secret science, we've had a secret space exploration program since World War II that has gone way farther than what they have let on to the public, both to keep it from public parlance and to keep enemies from being privy to what's happening. And that could include, well, enemies that we don't even know about. But let's just leave it at that and say that there's a much more extensive space program, and now that the president has called for a space force, that's a clue that it really already exists. They're just trying to get a little more caught up with the public disclosure. And we're also seeing disclosure of information from the past, such as that we were on the moon earlier than further formerly known, and had a base on the moon as early as the 1960s. But hypnosis is another factor that they have brought to bear on us, using media and particularly television, which is itself an automatic hypnosis. As soon as you turn it on and sit down in front of it, the field, the light field, the pulsing light field that emanates from it is hypnotic, and it puts you in a mindset to receive, and then the information can be propagandized even with subliminal messages that you don't hear audibly but or see, recognize that you're seeing, but are flashed very quickly or under the audible hearing. But your brain still receives the information. And they can use this and many other means of propaganda, whether it's radio or television or the movies, but also through events, because they engage in what are called psychological operations. And these are operations that put the mindset of the public in a certain frame. And then they use staged events, scripted and staged, sometimes using actors, sometimes with mind-controlled actors that don't even know they're acting. They are controlled hypnotically and act on what they're instructed. Then the scripted narratives in the media about what happened, all to lead to the threat and the enemy concept, somebody to blame, is of a different mind than you are, so that there's constantly an enemy, again, the divide and rule mentality. Trauma and fear, they drum up the masses to react, and they control the initial proposal, the thesis, they control the, or also known as the problem, they control the reaction or incite the reaction, and then offer the solution, the thesis, synthesis, antithesis, I'm sorry, the thesis, antithesis, synthesis model of the Hegelian dialectic, if you're familiar with philosophy, from George Hegel. But this is the common modality of manipulating the masses. But then they're also trying to dumb us down and give us a lot of other problems, in particular health problems, for our own trauma of being told we have cancer or somebody dying in the family or ongoing traumas and, you know, fearful health events because we have been brainwashed to eat a poorly nutritious food supply, a diet that is not supportive of health, not supportive of physical function for a long lifetime. I call it the food farce. Much of our food has been bastardized. It's been stripped of its nutrients or never given it to begin with because of the agricultural methods that used chemicals instead of restoring the mineral value and richness of the soil. The food is not nourishing to begin with, but when it's been stripped by processing into food products, then hardly any of these have enough nutrition to provide our bodies what they need. Instead, we get calories and fat and sick and dumb from our food. Combine that with the rest of the public poisons, and not only the poisons that are in the food from the chemical agriculture and the food chemicals added, including many that are highly toxic, example, aspartame, MSG, preservatives of all kinds, food additives and colorings, but public poisons that are administered to us in other ways, through the water supply, such as fluoride and chlorine, through the air, fallout from the geoengineering, which we'll talk about in a second, medical poisons. Because another part of what they're doing to us, I call the medical hoax, that taking some kind of chemical agent to nudge the body to do something, reacting to the poison, is correcting your health problem. No, it's trying to suppress the symptom to make you want to take the medicine and pay for it, but it's all a hoax because that medicine is a poison to the body and creates an additional problem, and then you have to go and get another medicine to try to counter the symptoms from the reaction to the initial poison. This is especially indoctrinated into the population through vaccination, which is a beginning of life in the medical model that floods the poor infant's bloodstream with poisons shot directly into the bloodstream. No health reason for doing this, purely a poisoning of the child that both reduces their chance for intelligence and sets them up for further health problems. You can read more about the vaccine problem and the fraud of it at my page on vaccinations at survivethechanges.com. I believe it might be the pollen count raising in the air that's causing my difficulties here. Bioweapons, that's engineered germs, viruses, and bacteria that are engineered to be more resistant and to attack a weakened population, already weakened by vaccines, medicines, poor diet, public poisons of all kinds, and just being generally weak because we don't exercise enough and we don't know the natural health principles of detoxify, nourish, relax the stress, and exercise. So we need to learn how to build our health and to detach ourselves from the public poisons and the medical fraud and start learning how to take care of ourselves. Next thing we have to address is the geoengineering, the spraying of the poisons in the sky. They're doing for multiple reasons, one of them being weather and climate control, which is another aspect of their attack on us, because they're now able to manipulate the weather using the geoengineering sprays and the frequencies that they bounce off of them to exacerbate storms, move them around, even generate them, or cause drought, or cause other than like the polar vortex dipping way down to the south and creating more severe winter conditions, and many other manipulations of storms like hurricanes and tornadoes and so on, earthquakes even. So there's, but the harmful frequencies then are also used against us directly through our cell phones, our Wi-Fi, our smart meters that are the new type of meters on your home that are broadcasting by wireless in the information from your smart appliances and so on down to the central location. All these frequencies and the new 5G that they're rolling out starting already in Chicago and Minneapolis and many other cities to come over the next few years will be intense harmful frequencies, further undermining health and our mind being able to function right, because these frequencies can engage in brain manipulation through the metals that we ingest, through breathing the fallout from the geoengineering sprays and the frequencies. They can bombard our brain with frequencies that can have an effect on our mind and nervous system. And ultimately, they, if they have your number, I'm not sure what that means, whether it's how to reach your brain or your DNA, but they can actually target individuals with thoughts. Put them right into the brain. So if you think all this is a conspiracy theory, and it does engage multiple conspiracy, what are called conspiracy theories, but that was a term developed by the CIA to cloud the issue of all these matters. The when you see the term conspiracy theory, think of really a conspiracy probably, because somebody's investigating and analyzing it and gone to the trouble of putting the information out. So if you think this is all just conspiracy theory, it's really about learning that there is a conspiracy against us, because you know, we're not being told that by the media. They've convinced a gullible public to assume things that are the way it is, Walter Cronkite. You know why I couldn't think of Walter Cronkite? Because Walter Cronkite used to say, and he was a globalist, an elitist of the highest order, a secret society member, and on their side, so to speak, we find out, even though he's acted so nice. Yes, the way it is not the way the media gives it to us. Know that there are other people discovering and revealing that there is much more to know. I want to thank you for listening. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the challenges that we are facing and how to be prepared. Reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products, how to be healthier and to be able to withstand all these poisons and frequencies. We also have EMF protection devices there. Waterus.com for pure water fit to drink. And for more about the cabal and all that they try to do to us at ticktricks.com, holisticreality.com for the archives of this program. It is time to understand. Now is the time to move with purpose. Thank you for listening.
It's not too late for getting started. And never too soon to show the world the dream's alive, it's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move. time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand and do what I can.